trip.
KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Take a stand.
Not know. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Truly, again, we thank and praise God for you, you and you that are listening again. And we just thank God for all of you, brothers and sisters. Listen, yes, I know there are many challenges that we're going to be faced with in the course of our walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. This is what Jesus said. He said to him that overcometh. Overcome what? That means, brothers and sisters, in your walk with the Lord, it's not going to be a piece of cake. It's not going to be a cake walk. Amen. And I know that there are a lot of people painting pretty pictures, but read your Bible. Find out it wasn't a pretty walk for anybody back in those days. As a matter of fact, when you get back to the Word of God, and you begin to study the Word of God, and you find out that Jesus said, if the world hated me, stay with me with this just for a moment, while you're seeking to be embraced and loved by everybody, where you're seeking to go from overlooked to overbooked, let's go back what the Word said. He said, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you too. But while you're seeking to be liked and just to be adored and overwhelmed with everybody, I've got to ask a question. Whose gospel are you following? Praise be to God. All right, I think we got some callers calling in right now. Amen. We'd love to open up our prayer line to those that are calling. So I'm going to go to the prayer line right now. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from at this time?
Yes, my name is Tina. I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
All right. God bless you, Sister Tina. And to what do we owe this call this morning?
I need prayer for my family.
You need prayer for your family. What's going on in the family? I can sense the despondency. I can sense the hurt. And I can sense the overwhelming feeling that things are just not going right. But just to put just a little brief cap or a little icing on the cake, what's going on?
Well, I lost a daughter before years on the 28th. And like my kids, they're out there. I just need them.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
To change their lifestyle.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Lord, yes.
When you said you lost a daughter, was that a tragic loss or had she been sick?
It was a tragic loss.
Yes, ma'am. I could feel that in my spirit. That's the reason why I asked you that. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that has been just weighing you down. And mother, I know it's nothing like losing a loved one. And, you know, as a man, I can't say I know what you're going through. I can't say I know what you feel, because there's no man that has ever birthed a child. But I can only sympathize with how that hurt is. And I'm a father and I have sons, and God forbid anything would happen tragic to my sons. And so, therefore, I can identify, amen, with your hurt and your feelings. But you know what? God is still in charge.
That's right.
And he's able to take the hurt and the pain.
And that's why mother, she's wanting her, you know, prayer for her other children, because
absolutely,
she don't want the same fate for them.
Absolutely.
And I know as a mother, that's got to be heavy on her. But God going to lighten up her her heavy burdens. I know that he will. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And God can save. Amen. And we know that God's still the same. Amen.
How many children do you have, Mom?
I just have.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I have 4 kids, but now I have 3.
Oh, you had four,
three
but now you three that are still here. Amen. You know what? The Lord just dropped this in my spirit, and this is concerning you. In all things, give thanks.
My God.
Did you hear what I said, Mother? Thank God for the three.
Thank Him for the three.
Do you know what? That acts as a protective agent right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for the three. Lord, thank you that the three that I have, you have blessed them to yet be here. And so, therefore, your prayers of thanksgiving for the three will help Jesus to put a hedge around them. Because you know what? He realizes that you still trust him.
Hey.
No matter what.
In the midst of everything.
Amen.
That's what.
I'm going to ask my beautiful wife, Minister Mildred. We're going to touch and agree with you in prayer right
now. Yes. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I just thank you, first of all, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for this mother.
Thank you, Lord, right
now. And Lord,
now.
Like Bishop said, we can feel,
thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank
but
you,
we
Jesus.
Know that you're still God, Lord
Hallelujah,
God. And
thank
that's
you,
the encouraging
Lord.
Thing to know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the enemy, I know he's playing with her mind,
in
telling her this is going to be
Satan,
this way.
Lie.
But you are a liar. And because we're believing God to save the three.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To deliver them from everything that has
thank
them bound.
You, Jesus.
So this mother can know that God will protect
you,
them regardless
Jesus.
Of what the enemy is saying in this hour.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We thank you today. We pray, God, that you would just save God. Lord God,
hallelujah.
Deliver. Move, God.
In the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
By your power, God. Because we
of
know
Jesus.
That you still God.
Hallelujah.
We know there's nothing too hard for you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And
thank
that's
you,
why,
Lord.
God, we're going to trust you. We pray, God, that you would just continue to bless this family. Lord, bring them together. Bring them closer as they ever. Lord, you know
hallelujah.
How to do it. And we trust you to do it for this mother. We trust you to even, God. Just touch her and keep
thank
her
you,
encouraged.
Jesus.
Keep her uplifted, God.
Thank
in the
you,
mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. And we know that you're able, God, and we believe
hallelujah.
That you will. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
Mother God,
God
just dropped
amen.
Something in my spirit, too, to share with you. And
glory
and that's just like, you're just like the widow, amen, whose husband had died.
Yes.
And when her husband had died, the creditors came and they were getting ready to take her son from her. But she ran into the man of God, the prophet of God. And the question was asked and she said, listen, I can't pay off my bills. He said, what do you have?
Mm.
And she said, all I have is just a little cruse of oil.
Yes.
And you know what? She took what she had.
Uh-huh.
And God blessed it. Listen, take the children that you have and offer them to God right now and say, Lord, I give these children to you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I give these
offer what you have to the Lord right now. Amen. That cruse of oil that she had, God multiplied
hey.
It and he stretched it and he gave it longevity. And I guarantee you that which you offer to God, amen, you can't lose.
Glory to God.
You can't lose.
You can't lose.
Amen. And you began to tell those children that, listen, I've given y'all to God now.
Hey,
amen. He's going to be tugging at y'all heart.
Huh.
He's going to be dealing with you. So the things that you're doing out there that are not pleasing to the Lord, you're not going to feel comfortable out there doing those things. The friends that you're hanging around, you're not going to feel comfortable hanging around those friends. And we're touching and agreeing with you, Mother. And we're believing that you're going to call us back with a praise report. All right?
Hallelujah.
All right.
All right. We love you now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Lord hallelujah. God. Amen. Amen. If you just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints.
And
amen.
And bet you that, you know, the world, you know, it has so much. We always say that the world don't have anything for our children or our grown-ups or whatever they are, you know, adult children or whatever. The world has a lot to offer. It's just not good for you. But the world has a lot to offer.
Oh, certainly.
Amen. And we got to understand that the devil make this thing look good and sound good and smell good. Amen. But it's not good for you. You know, there's a way that seems right, but at the end, there's death. In other words, they're thinking everything's all right because everybody else is doing it. But I, you know that the truth is that it's not good. You can lose your soul, and you will lose your soul if you stay in the world. Because he told us to love not the world,
right.
Neither the things that are in the world. He said, if we love the world, the love of the Father, it's not in us. Amen. And I don't care how you look at it, the word of God is true. If we out there loving the things of the world, he said the love of God is not in us. Amen. And so we got to really search ourselves and search our heart and see if it's, you know, pertaining and lining up with the word of God.
And he's using three major elements, Minister Mildred. He's using three major elements to entice even the people of God in this dispensation of time. And we speak about a sanctification. We speak about the Holy Ghost, and we speak about coming out of sin. But these three elements that Satan has just hoodwinked the church on, and you know what? He's operating subtly in these three things, and they're primarily the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye,
and the pride of life.
And he's mainly getting them with the pride of life.
Come on now.
That is the one that he has subtly crept in, because I want my ministry to be big as this person's ministry. I want my house to be bigger than this person's house. I want my car to be better than this person's car. The pride of life. But see, Jesus know how to deal with the people who have that type of influence over them. And that's why he went to the rich young ruler. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who is rich, amen, has become so caught up and stuck on themselves. Mm-hmm. But he knows those of us that can handle riches and those of us that cannot handle him. No, he did not tell everybody to go take and sell what you have and give to the poor, because he knows individually who can handle. That's the reason why I tell people, you can listen to these false prophets all you want to. Amen. He is not going to bless you to get out of debt and to become multimillionaires, because the Bible says, owe no man nothing. Amen. He wants you to be able to pay your bills. He wants you to be able to pay them who you owe. You know, these false prophets getting ready to come up, because income tax time coming up.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to just bombard televisions, airwaves, and everything. Anything that they can do to get, you know why? Because they know you desperate.
And gullible.
And they know you desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And they know you, and you know what they know? A sucker is born every, not every second, but every millisecond now. A sucker wants something for nothing so bad. So listen, show me how much that you want your son to not go to jail. Show me, and write that check for $500. Write that check for $1,000. Prove to God that what is $5,000? Mm-hmm. That's what you're getting ready to go through right now. But you see, one thing about it, when the truth of God's word comes with power and demonstration, he said, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. Beloved, God is constantly preparing you in your walk, in the word, to let you know that we are now in perilous times.
And we are, Bishop.
The mother just said she lost a child tragically.
It wasn't the fact
that she lost a child.
Yes.
It was the fact that it happened tragically.
And that's what's weighing down on mother.
And so how does that apply to the word? It goes back to what the word of God says. Your adversary, the devil, goeth around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Got another call getting ready to go to. Back to the call.
Caller, you tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please. Hello?
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, caller. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Sidaria Gurley, Tallahassee, Florida.
Sister Sidaria, God bless you. How are you?
God bless you.
I'm blessed.
Good. Haven't heard from you since what, last year or so?
A couple years.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
Well, Florida must be treating you very well.
No, it's not.
Oh, Lord. Come on now.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, it's too cold out here.
Well, it could be. It could be worse.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, it could.
It could be worse. You know, you have to give thanks in all things, Sister Sidaria.
That's true.
Yes.
Because just think about it. Are you down there where it's like a 2 or 4 below zero? Where you at?
No, 21.
21. You need to come to Louisiana, honey.
Tell the Lord thank you, because people in certain parts of the country are hit with 15 below zero and stuff like
That's true, Bishop. That's true. I tell you.
Wow.
I was just telling a young lady that we just got to be thankful for what we have.
Yes.
We've got to learn to be thankful. So let me rephrase that question to you once again. How you doing in Florida?
I'm blessed.
There you go.
Look at her.
There you go.
Turn that thing around.
See, that's what this radio broadcast is all about.
Hallelujah.
Helping God's people understand the truth. Because you know what, Sister Sidaria? The Bible says it this way. By your words, you are justified. And by your words, you are condemned. In other words, if you don't speak the situation, your words can help change the circumstance.
It will. It will change it.
Did you hear what I said?
That help. It will.
If you don't speak the situation.
Come on now.
Your words will help change the very environment in which that you are. In other words, listen, things can be falling apart for everybody else, but they'll be going well for Sister Sidaria. Why? Because the same mind that was in Christ Jesus is in Sister Sidaria.
Glory. Glory to
Does
God.
That make sense to
My
you?
Mm. Yes, sir.
So I feel yes, that I feel in my spirit what started off that was going to be a sad story then suddenly changed. So what are you calling for?
Prayer. I need prayer. Pray for me and my family.
Amen. Amen. How are those children doing?
Well, they're getting better. They're getting better.
That's right.
All right now.
I ain't got to pull my hair out as much as I used to now.
Come on now. Getting better.
Well, don't pull out none. Don't pull out none of your hair. You know, society smiles on bald-headed men, but they don't smile on bald-headed women, so don't pull your hair out now. Don't do that.
That's wigs.
Well, I know some men wearing wigs, too, but I ain't going to wear none.
Please
I'm going to keep my bald head. I'm going to keep my bald head. I'm not trying to cover up anything. But no, Sister Sedaria, God knows all about it.
Right.
And you know what? This is what the believer's walk of victory and faith is all about. You don't speak your circumstances.
You
speak the results of what Jesus said. And Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have those things and you should have them. That's the victory that we have as a believer. And I know you believe in Jesus Christ because he's even done some things for you just as we've been speaking to you, has he not?
Yes.
Well, do you think that God has changed since then?
No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't changed. He's not going to change because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, Minister Midd, we're going to touch and agree.
Yes, we are. Hallelujah. That's why I just love the Lord. We can go come to your
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus.
And we know that you hear us.
Thank you,
Jesus. You care about us.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
We can bring everything to you.
Thank
even
you,
Even when we're feeling down and out.
Thank
and we,
you,
Even
Jesus.
When things don't even look, hallelujah, the way
hallelujah.
We feel like. We know that change can come. Like Bishop said, we can speak it.
Mm.
And we can stand on it. And we can see the hand of God move in our situation over
Thank
and
you,
over
Jesus.
Again. You the same God. God, hallelujah, on yesterday, hallelujah, that moved. And you'll move right now because that's who you are, hallelujah. And we trust you, God, even concerning her matter, even concerning the family, Lord God. Do it for your glory, God. And we know the things that you have started, you shall complete it. We can boldly proclaim it because it is so. It's your word, and we believe it.
Thank
In
you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name,
In Jesus
amen,
name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Sedaria, listen, don't be a stranger. Keep in touch with us and let us know how things are faring and unfolding up there in Florida where you guys are at. What part of Florida are you in?
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. All right. Well, aside from the weather, just know that, listen, God is still in charge.
He's still in charge.
Even with the weather. He's in charge. Amen. He's in charge of the finances. He's in charge of the children. He's in charge of what's going on the job, what's not going on. He's in charge of everything. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, listen, we love you, and don't be a stranger. Keep in touch, okay?
All right, now.
Yes, I will.
All right.
Bless
you. You too now. Bye-bye.
All right. Listen, those of you that are listening, if you so desire to call in for prayer, amen. This is the first Saturday in the new year.
2018.
Amen. And by faith, the Lord has brought us this far. By faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Amen. And he's never failed us.
And guess
yet.
What? He's never,
he's
going,
never
to
going to fail
Bishop.
Us. Amen. Woo! Again, to all of our brothers and sisters out there, listen, I just want to just tell you, listen, we still love to hear from you. We'd love to correspond with you. Amen. For those of you that say, well, Bishop Townsend, I got prayer requests and I don't like to put it over the air. Well, listen, you can always write us. Amen. Amen. You can write us at P.O. Box 3371. In care of Moments of Inspiration Ministry,
yes.
Bishop Kenny Townsend, Minister Mildred Townsend, 3371, P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Amen. And amen. It gives us great joy and pleasure to hear from you. Amen. Do you not know we even hear from our brothers and sisters behind prison bars?
Yes.
Amen. That's right. Brother Jason Thomas, you said we blew you away once. Amen. By sharing your letter over the air. Well, Brother Thomas, we're blowing you away again to let you know that we got your letter again. Amen. We thank and praise God for Brother Thomas. As I told you, there are men and women of God that are standing up for the bloodstained banner.
Yes.
And Brother Thomas let us know, he said, listen, with him, this ain't just jailhouse religion. Amen. Not going to read all of his letter because it's kind of lengthy here. But this is what Brother Jason started off by saying. He said, Brother and Sister Townsend, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God for you and the ministry you are doing. This is Brother Jason Thomas, JT. I wrote you last year and you read my letter over the radio one time. Blew my mind. LOL. But I'm checking in with you. Let's see. And as you know, we are still at Pollock serving God wholeheartedly. Praise God by his grace. And we are still pushing and y'all got to excuse my eyes, pushing for the crown and it representing Christ in love and spirit. We are listening to you and are still every week. We don't miss a beat. And we are soon coming out of here, and we come in the name of power of the Holy Spirit. In any event, he told us how much that we are an encouragement to him.
Yes.
Amen. And Brother Thomas, listen, we want to encourage you to continuously being that light in the things of Jesus Christ. Yes, there are people that don't want to know the truth, but listen, don't let your ministry be just a jailhouse ministry. I often tell people, your toughest struggle is going to be when you get out.
Come on, Bishop.
Amen. You know what? It's easy, amen, to say that you love somebody until tough times hit.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It's easy to say, I love you till death do us part, but let tough times hit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's going to really determine if you love them through the good,
through the
bad.
Yes,
amen. And I've been known husbands to put their wives in nursing homes. Wives put their husbands in nursing homes because they say, listen, I just can't handle it. But you stood before the preacher and say, till death do us part. Well, you know what? That's basically what Jesus did with us.
Mm.
Think about that. If he just kicked us to the curb during the tough times. Think about that. If he just kicked us to the curb when things got so hard and he said, well, I just can't take it no more.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm.
It's easy to say that, but Brother Ernest, Jason, I want you to stand with all tenacity.
Glory to God.
Amen. I want you to stand with all fortitude. Amen. And continuously to be that burning lamp.
Mm.
Yes, amen. Continually to stand, amen, in the good time, in the bad time, when you're tempted to do what all the other inmates are doing. No, but let this light of Jesus Christ continually shine in you, and we thank God for you. Amen. To the other brothers that are behind prison bars, Garnett Davis behind prison bars, God bless you if you're still out there hearing us. Brother Larry Williams, if you can still hear us, God bless you. Amen. Sister Ivy Mathis behind prison bars, our beloved sister, amen, in the things of Jesus Christ, God bless you. Continually lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. And if you're behind prison bars, we'd love to hear from you as well. Amen. We're going to give you that mailing address once again. But, Brother Thomas, don't you stop.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't you stop. Continually to be that mighty force lifting up the name of Jesus.
Glory to
amen.
God.
And, yes, some of those brothers behind prison bars have even, amen, sent a seed offering, sowing into the ministry because they say you people are real in the things of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no hook games to you. There's no hook line. There's no con game. Listen, ain't no time out for that. It's time out for that. Jesus is soon to come.
Soon to come.
And if I can't tell you the truth, it ain't about no money with us.
That's right.
You know why? Because Jesus Christ said it this way, and he said it so eloquently and beautiful. He said, upon this rock I will build my church.
And
if I'm working on his foundation, the foundation is already laid. And if he is the master builder, all he told me is go out in the vineyard, Minister Mildred, and work. Don't stand around. I'll go out and work. And whatever's right, I will pay you.
Right.
Amen. So it ain't the people's job to take care of the preacher. It's God's job.
And he will. He'll use
listen to what
people.
I'm telling you. I know a lot of shepherds going to get mad at me about saying that. But see, as a shepherd, I can say that as the truth. It ain't the people's job. It's the people's job through the shepherd to be fed the understanding of
Hallelujah.
What love does. Because let me tell you something. You ain't never said or seen a shepherd stand before the sheep and say, would you please make some babies? Please. Please make some more babies so the sheepfold can grow. No, when the shepherd leads the sheep to good grazing ground and grows the right kind of grass, the sheep automatically reproduce.
Definitely.
Hallelujah.
And that's the way God designed it to.
Hallelujah.
If our ways please God,
amen.
He said we can ask what we will. You know, and that's what it's doing. We just go out and please God.
I don't get away from saying this, and it's the same thing metaphorically that means I did not beg you for no babies. I loved you. You loved me. And what happened?
The babies come.
I ain't never stood there and say, now, Minister Mildred, come on, the word of God said this, and you have not because you ask not, so I'm asking you for baby. No, we've got to learn to rightly divide the word of God and operate in it the way that God meant it. Listen, love does what love does. When we teach God's people to love God,
amen,
to the degree where it touched prisoners behind prison bars, and they said, listen, two of them said, here's our tithe and offering. And they sent it. as unto the Lord. I'm here to tell you, you ain't got to beg. You ain't got to con folk. And trust me, income tax time coming up, it's going to be plenty of that going on. But you've got to understand, listen, you don't get something for nothing just like that. Amen. You see, the thing about it is, you can't sow seed in quicksand and expect something to come back. Huh? You sow seed where seed is going to be multiplied and it can be watch this, put back out. See, the farmer that lives in Colombia doesn't grow his stuff just for himself. He grows it so that it can go and be spread abroad. But you know what? He first started out with the area where he was at. Mm-hmm. And guess what he did? As he began to grow what he had, he was able to sustain the people where he was at. And then God began to saw his faithfulness and caused it to spread abroad. That's what God does. So what do? You bless right where you are. That's right. Brothers behind prison bars, bless where you are. People in your local congregations, bless where you are. Because when these charlatans come in, all they're going to do is get your money, take it and run, and they're going to be gone. And guess what? Who are you going to call in the midnight then? When it's 12 o'clock in the morning, you can't get them. When it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you ain't going to be able to get them. Oh, but you'll be calling pastor. You'll be calling pastor. You'll be saying, pray for me. But you know what? He got your money and gone. Y'all say, look at that preacher. I just believe in keeping it real. Because your pastor could use a new suit. Your pastor could use, amen, some more things. But when them charlatans get here, they're going to get your mind so hyped up, and you'll give them 500, but you'll give your pastor 5. No, he ain't got to beg you. He shouldn't have to beg you. If you love him the way that you say you do, and you say, I thank God for my shepherd, then he ain't got to beg you. He won't have to. I know I don't. I don't have to beg anybody for anything. Amen. Mr. Mitter, what else you got?
Amen. And I'm just piggybacking on what you're saying. Amen. When you truly believe God and trust God, you want to do the things that you're supposed to do. Because you're really supposed to do everything that you do as unto the Lord, that he would get the glory out of it. And if we get back to loving God, like you said, when you love God, amen, you'll be willing to do anything and everything, not just monetary thing, but the spiritual things too, you know, and in a sense, you know, we have to be about our Father's business. We must love God to the point of what to do next, God. How high to jump next, God.
And speaking of sheep, Minister Meredith, we want to welcome a new addition into the world that was born several years ago to one of the. Several days ago. I said several years ago. Yeah. Several days ago, amen, to the Moments of Inspiration Ministry. And amen. That is, I want the world to welcome a young man to be used of the Lord, Princeton Harding. Sister Christine Harding, amen. God bless you. Congratulations. Amen. That's right. Amen. Congratulations to the new addition to the Harding family.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Praise
a new God. Young man that just made his entrance into the world. Amen. He's got quite a job up ahead of him, but by the grace of God, amen. Just like we've all come a long way, he's going to take him, amen, a long way as well.
Thank
so,
you,
amen. Welcome to the world, Princeton, and we're praying God's blessings upon his young life. Amen, that it will be a prosperous life. As well as all of you out there,
yes.
Amen, that have brought children into the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We just thank and praise God for you. And those of you that are yet still expecting, we're praying that God will bless you, amen, with a speedy and smooth delivery.
Yes.
Amen. Those of you, that are believing God for husbands and wives, amen, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, don't give up.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Don't settle for just anything.
That's right.
Amen. Don't settle for anything. I know you've been saying, I want a soulmate, but if you ain't careful, you'll mess around and get a cellmate.
Jesus.
Yeah. You start writing them, and you're writing them, and they write you, and then next thing you know, amen, they tell you they want to be with you. Well, can I tell you, it's cold. They just need a roof over their head in many cases.
Mm.
Amen. In other words, beloved, don't settle for anything.
That's right.
Amen. But in all thy ways, acknowledge the Lord, and let him
direct your path.
Praise be to God.
And that's the only way to do it, Bishop. That's mm-hmm. the only way. And many of you out there experiencing difficult things in your life. For instance, your trials that you go through every day. But those trials, you know, sometimes you...